It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to learn all about the ob word family. But before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Will you write your name at the top of your paper? And I'll write my name. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to do some coloring first. If you look at the top of your page, you're going to see a picture. And in that picture are some objects that belong in the ob word family. The ob word family is made up of two letters, ob. It's a short O sound. Short O says ob. And it's a B. B as in boy. B. Ob. All right, ready? If you look at your picture, can you find this word? K-ob. 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 Cob. Do you see any corn on the cob in our picture? Yeah, me too. Let's color our corn on the cob. We know we're going to color the inside. What color? What color is corn? Yellow. And we're going to color the outside stalky part green. So go ahead. We're going to color all of them. There are five corn on the cobs. So color all five. Yellow on the inside, green on the outside. Ready? Go. So let's talk about the word cob. It belongs in the ob word family. You can hear it. It says k, ob, cob, cob, k, ob, cob. That's why it belongs in the ob word family. It ends with the family of ob. Now, there are other words that belong in the ob word family. We're going to keep looking for them. But I am going to tell you some nonsense words that belong in this family. Well, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to see if you can tell me. Can you take the k sound in cob and trade it for this word or for this sound? Take the k in cob and change it to fob. Yes. Now, that's actually, I said it was a nonsense word, but sometimes today there are cars that can start without keys. Have you heard of that? Do your parents have that? Does someone in your family have that? There are cars that don't need keys, and they call that thing to start the car a key fob. And that belongs in our ob word family. So it's not really a nonsense word. It's not a word you hear a lot, fob. But it belongs in the word family, ob, f, ob, fob. I'm almost done with my five corn on the cobs. How about you? Cob, fob, belong in the ob word family. All right, put down your green crayon in 3, 2, 1. Let's color that basket that the corn on the cob are in. Let's color it brown. Find your brown crayon. Okay, let's try another one. Take the k in cob and change it to g. Take the k in cob and change it to g. Gob. Have you heard that word before? I have a gob of these. This looks like a gob of corn. What about this one? Change it to this. Goal. Change the g in gob to goal. Glob. Have you ever gotten a glob of glue on something? Yuck. All right, take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Boys and girls, do you see some corn stalks in the background? That's where the corn on the cob comes from. We need to color those. Let's color them. There's four stalks in the background. That's where corn on the cob comes from. Let's color them green. Find your green crayon. We're going to color those. And while we color, let's keep finding some words in the ob word family. Okay, ready? So we've talked about gob, glob, fob, cob. Try this one. This one for sure is gonna sound weird. It's a nonsense word. I don't think it really has any other meaning. Ready? Change the k and cob to t. Change the k and cob to t. Tob. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think that's a real word, but it belongs in our word family. It's a nonsense word, tob. Now, when you've got words that all belong in the same family, they rhyme because the ending is the same. And you know me, I love words that rhyme because you can sing. You could also write a poem, but I'm kind of better at the singing. So if I say, I have a gob of corn on the cob. It's not a glob, it's a gob. And I'm not sure where my tob went, but I've got my corn on the cob. You know, I just made that up, just like that. Just like that. Because those words rhyme, and so it's just easy to do it. And it's so fun. So take three more seconds for those corn stalks where the corn on the cob comes from. Three, two, one. Let's see if you can find this one. Ready? J, ah, b, j, ah, b, j, ob, job. Who has a job in this picture? Yeah, the farmer guy, he's got a job. He has to drive the tractor. He has to pluck the corn. He has to plant it. He's got a big job. Let's color his tractor red. Let's make it fun. Let's color it a red tractor. So go ahead and start coloring his tractor red. I'm going to leave the tires blank. So maybe if I have time later, I can make them black. But right now, I'm just going to color the rest of the tractor red. So, job is in the ob word family. Can you tell me the sounds in job? Tell me all three sounds. Good. J-ob, job. His job is to plant the corn on the cob, and he needs a gob of corn on the cob. Job belongs in our ob word family. It's got that short O, And his job is to ride this tractor and take care of the farm. Okay, I'm leaving the tires alone. I can go back later if we have time. All right, put down your red crayon in three, two, one. Now, boys and girls, the farmer has a name. You ready for it? It belongs in our ob word family. It's r-ob. What is his name? Rob. It's Farmer Rob. Farmer Rob has a job with corn on the cob. Let's color Farmer Rob's hat brown. Color his farmer hat brown. That's Farmer Rob. Rob belongs in the ob word family. Can you tell me the sounds in rob? Tell me all three sounds. Good. R-ob, rob. This is Farmer Rob, and he has a big job, and it involves corn on the cob. All right. Brown hat. Take two more seconds. Two, one. Let's put him in some blue clothes. Find your blue crayon and color his clothes blue. And then we're going to find one more picture with our ob word family. So he's got some blue clothes. All right. Take two more seconds to finish up Farmer Rob. Two, one. All right, here we go. Ready? B-ob. Ob, b, ob, Bob. Do you see the boy and the dog? They are trying to bob for apples. That's where you don't use your hands and you dunk your head in and you try to get apples with just your teeth and mouth and you don't use your hands. Have you ever done it? It's fun and it's messy and sometimes it's disgusting. I'm just telling you, that is called you're trying to bob for apples. People say, I'm gonna go bobbing for apples. So let's go over there. Let's color the bucket of apples where they're trying to bob for apples. Let's color it gray. I don't have a gray crayon, so I'm going to use my black crayon and just color really lightly. Color the bucket of apples so that they can bob for apples. Bob. You know, my husband has an uncle named Bob. It's a true story. My husband has an uncle. So my uncle-in-law, his name is Bob. Yes, so you can bob for apples or you can be named Bob. It's true. All right, color the apples red. The one in the dog's mouth, he got one. And I don't know if the boy is cheating because he's holding one with his hands. And you're really not supposed to use your hands when you bob for apples. I'm just saying, it's true. Okay, take two more seconds. Two. And one. All right, find your pencil. Remember, you can always finish coloring at the end. We're going to work at the bottom with our pencil. If you look at number one and you scoot across, you're going to see a bunch of pictures. I'm going to name the pictures. You circle it if it belongs in our ob word family. Okay, number one is a girl with a computer and a desk. That is her job. Job. Yes, circle that. Job belongs, almost said begins. Job belongs in our ob word family. All right, scoot over. What about wig? W-ig. No, leave that alone. That doesn't. What about jet? J-et. Nope. Oh no, that little girl is crying. She's crying so hard. She's going to sob. S-ob. Yes, sob. That's when you cry so hard, like with the sounds where you're like, that's when you sob. Yeah. Have you ever done that? I might have once or twice, just being real. Okay, scoot over. What about tag? Tag. No. Oh, look, it's corn on the cob. We know that belongs in our ob family. Circle that. So check. You should have circled the girl at the desk. That's her job. You should have circled the girl who is crying so hard it's turned into a sob. And then you should have circled the corn on the cob. All right, let's do number two. Let's read it. It says j-ob. J-ob. Job. Trace the circle around the O and the B. That's our word family, ob. Scoot over. We have the beginning sound for job. We have j. We need to write the word family. Ob. O. Use your pencil. B. You're writing it. Job. Now scoot over and write the whole word for job. J. J. A. O. B. B. Job. Awesome. Okay, number three says ob. Ob. Mob. A mob is a bunch of people. Tons of people. A mob of people were at the parade. All right, mob. Trace the circle around our word family, OB. Scoot over. We have the beginning sound in mob. We need to add OB, mob. And then we need to write it by ourselves. MOB. Check it. You should have MOB. All right, number four. Oh no, I think he is stealing that diamond. Do you know another way to say that? You should never do this. Never rob anyone. Ready? We're going to write rob. Do not rob anyone. R A O B B. Rob. Yikes. Oh no, scoot over. Oh, look at her. She is so sad. She is crying so hard that she is starting to what? Sob. Let's write it. S-A-O-B-B. Sob. Check it. You should have S-O-B. Sob. Boys and girls, you know everything there is to know about the ob word family. You know real words. You know nonsense words. You're amazing. That's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.